It's about dying with dignity, so says attorney Ben Adams, who's an advisor to the state bar elder law section.
As Ben Franklin famously said, the only two certain things in life are death and taxes. So that's why April 16th was selected to be National Healthcare Decisions Day, so that you can file your taxes on the 15th and then think about the end-of-life decisions and choices that you might want made on the 16th and plan for that.
All individuals older than 18 are being urged to complete an advance directive, which documents preferences about issues surrounding end-of-life decisions, including deciding to accept or refuse medical treatment, and whether to be an organ and tissue donor.
If you don't appoint a decision maker, someone that you feel confident will know what your values are and be able to advocate for you if you can no longer make decisions, then who is going to make those decisions?
Many folks believe their spouse can make decisions on their behalf, though that's not the case in Wisconsin. According to Adams, an estimated 80% of Wisconsinites have not completed an advance directive. If you want your wishes to be met at the end of your life, it's important to have both the documents and the conversation with family and agents. A consumer guide can be downloaded at no charge for just 1 week on the State Bar's website. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.